Can we start with Mr. Cromar, if you can give us
Mr. Mayor, point of order.
Yes.
It is city code that all video cameras must be placed at the rear of the room. Can I ask that we follow our city code?
It is. I had asked Mr. Cromar to move his camera back where the rest of the cameras were, and he moved it closer as opposed to moving it farther away. Would you mind moving your camera?
I do.
Yes, you will, or no, you will not?
I do mind. We've had this discussion many times. Visiting television reporters have explained, and I've explained, that when someone is speaking here, they cannot be seen from behind, and hence out of the way. There's a good 15 feet there, and state code says, just so long as there's no encumbrance, therefore, I do mind, and I will stay there. Thank you.
We will take this up then.
Mayor, I do not like violating city code.
I don't either.
And I believe our residents should follow our city code, unless and until that code is amended.
So, Mr. Cromar, you're interrupting our meeting, and I would ask kindly that you do not. And I would also ask kindly that you move your camera back. So let's proceed with your public comments and go from there.
All right.
Next is Mrs. Hagen.
Hey, wait a minute. If you need to turn the camera, I'm happy to wait. Do you need to move that back, Ken?
I do not.
I think you do. I was involved with the city when that ordinance was created. And I don't recall any public comment from you that was arguing against that. There was a reason that we created that ordinance.
Mayor, I'd like to point out that city code states that movement of camera or video recording devices from the designated area without permission from the public body shall be cause for removal from the public meeting.
Yeah. That's why I pointed out to Mr. Cromar that he was disturbing our meeting. And disturbing a meeting is one of the reasons by which you can be removed. I don't want to have to do that, Mr. Cromar, but you know that we do have someone here that can remove you. And so, again, I'm going to ask you nicely to pick up your camera and move.
No disturbance.
Okay. So.
Mayor, could I suggest we take a 10-minute recess?
I move that we take a 10-minute recess.
I second that.
All those in favor taking a 10-minute recess?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? We're going to take a 10-minute recess, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to take your seats, we will start up again. So this is what we're going to do. After speaking with a representative from American Fork Police, who's spoken with our city attorney, we're going to proceed with our meeting, and the city reserves the right to, at some future point, press charges if we choose to do so against Mr. Cromar or anyone else over there. So, but we're going to proceed with our meeting. So, Mrs. Hagen, I think that you are ready to go. If you can give us your name and address.
Yep, it's Sherelle Hagen. I live on Bristol Cone Way. First off, I would encourage our city to uphold our ordinances. I know you guys spend a lot of time, as did I when I was on city council and those before all of us, creating those. And if somebody would like to change those ordinances, there is a process to do that. And I am in full support of following that process and have no problem if those ordinances need to get changed or altered.